you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. The arms of God, the one who holds the universe in the palm of his hand, underneath you. Think about that. And think about what the hand of God wants to give you today. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Isn't it reasonable to believe that the one whose will is always done in heaven can work his will even here on earth in an individual, in one man or one woman who is prepared to receive what God wants to give? That's the clue. There is a world of difference between the response of a Christian to God's dealings and the response of a non-Christian. A non-Christian who perhaps believes in the existence of God and can only be angry when God allows things to happen that he doesn't like, can only be completely baffled and perhaps bitter because things don't work out the way he thinks God ought to be running this world. Well, nothing works the way we expect them to, usually, do they? I told you the story yesterday about a woman who wrote to me of her fear of what might happen if her husband carried through in his decision to go back to his home country. It's not the kind of a place where one would choose to live now. It happens to be one of the very dangerous, perhaps the most dangerous, country in the world. There were all kinds of reasons why, humanly speaking, intelligently speaking, it wouldn't make sense for this woman to go back there. But at the same time, there is a word in the scripture that says that wives are to submit themselves to their husbands. Well, what happens if a woman submits herself to her husband? I've had many letters from women who tell me all the good reasons, the logical, sensible reasons why it wouldn't make any sense to submit to this husband about this particular thing. And I suppose the reason they write to me, certainly if they've ever heard anything that I've said on the radio on this subject or read anything I've written, they ought to have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to tell them. And yet I suppose there's always that faint hope in the back of their minds that I will tell them what they want to hear. Oh, well, this is an exception. You see, I don't really know what the exceptions are. I don't know if there are any. The Bible doesn't tell us about the exceptions. So I have to say, this is what the Bible says, and this is all I can stand on. It's the only thing I feel safe giving you, because it's not my opinion. So this young woman knew very well that I am one who believes that a wife is to be submissive to her husband. Was her case an exception? I want to read to you some more of her letter. I know God's arm is not shortened, that he cannot save. But I also think of Pharaoh. My faith ebbs at these times. I am glad it's not the strength of my faith that saves me, for I am very weak. At times like these, I remember a setting of the 23rd Psalm that got me through college and has followed me in every valley. It starts, "My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name." I was so glad the kind of need was not specified in that first line. It allows me to bring all my weakness, discouragement, fear, and pain to him, even when I cannot name them. He sees the need I don't understand and supplies it. Which long narrative, and this is page 9 of my friend's letter, brings me to my original thesis. Thank you. You are one of the ways God supplies my needs. Thank you for being real. Real enough to hurt and fail. Real enough to keep washing dishes and diapers in your darkest hours. And real enough to reassure me that it was God who gave you your strength and who will give me mine. You know, I really love you. In him. And then she signs her name. Now, this girl, this young woman, had called me on the phone with this long tale of the horrible prospect of her husband's decision. And she said, "Elizabeth, I've told him that I'm not going. What do you think?" Well, I said, "You know what I think, don't you?" I said, "I don't know what's going to happen. And we seldom know what the results of our obedience is going to be. But the results of our obedience are none of our business. Obedience is our business. The results are God's. You know what the Bible says. A wife is to submit to her husband. When you marry a man, you accept that man, and you accept that man's destiny. And if he decides to go somewhere else, you go with him. Because you promised to cleave to him and to love and honor and cherish him. And I hope that most of you said, and obey. But in any case, the scripture is perfectly clear on that. I said, I can't tell you to disobey your husband. Well, there was a long silence, and she said, I knew you'd say that, Elizabeth. And for a second there, I didn't know whether that was cynical or what. But she went on to say, that's why I called. I needed to hear it again. And you know, Elizabeth, I could have gone to a lot of friends of mine, and they would have all told me that I'm right. They would have told me how stupid it would be for me to go trotting along after this man when he is obviously so badly mistaken. But she said, you know, I didn't go to them. I called you. Well, a week or so later, I had been praying for her, of course, praying that God would give her the strength and the faith to make the right decision. And she called me to say this, and I want you to get this if you forget everything else I've said about give us this day our daily bread. She said, Elizabeth, I have told my husband that I'm going with him. And I have great peace. Listen to that. That's the testimony of a woman who had a situation that I've never had to face. But listen to her testimony. I've decided to obey God. I've told my husband I'm going with him. And what was the result? Great peace. Is that surprising? Well, it shouldn't be. You know what the Bible says. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. In 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 10, we read, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, and he will lift you up in due time. Cast all your care on him, for you are his charge. And I remember my Greek teacher, Kay Ludwigson, saying this. The Greek literally means, you can throw all the weight of your concerns on him, for it matters to him about you. Awake, be on the alert. Your enemy, the devil, like a roaring lion, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Stand up to him, firm in faith, and remember that your brother Christians are going through the same kinds of suffering while they are in the world, and the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself, after your brief suffering, restore, establish, and strengthen you on a firm foundation. Now that young woman had humbled herself under the mighty hand of God in order to submit to the authorities that God has put over us Whether we're talking about a husband, or parents, or civil authorities, or the boss at work, to humble ourselves under their hand is to humble ourselves under God's hand, because God has put those authorities over us, and most of us spend most of our lives at the mercy of somebody else, don't we? We're not independent. But it says in verse 5 of that same chapter, 1 Peter 5, "Wrap yourselves in the garment of humility towards each other, because God sets his face against the arrogant, but favors the humble." It may have been a logical and a reasonable response, but it was also an arrogant response when my friend said to her husband, "I'm not going." But then the Lord got through to her, and she humbled herself. "And he will lift you up in due time." And guess what? I talked to her on the phone just 2 days ago, and she said, "You know, I think my husband might be about to change his mind." Well, you never know what God is going to do. As I said, we never know what the results of our obedience are going to be. Only God knows. Give us this day our daily bread. And when he gives it, we must be prepared to take it. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.